We're talking with J.D. D'Alfonso, the president and CEO of the Peoria Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, on the topic of Airbnbs now that they are legal in Peoria. How are you doing, J.D., this morning?
Doing well. It's great to be with you.
Awesome. This issue of Airbnbs is a hot topic right now since the city of Peoria and the city council just made it legal for homeowners to put their homes up for rent as an Airbnb. Some studies are showing that some of the bigger cities in the nation with Airbnb presence have seen a slight drop in hotel bookings since the Airbnbs have come to town. What sort of correlation have you seen, if any, so far in the Peoria area with Airbnbs and how they have affected hotel bookings?
You know, it's an interesting dynamic that we're seeing in tourism in the sense of Airbnbs versus hotels, and I think, you know, it's tough to gauge exactly what that number has been here in Peoria. We're such a large meetings and convention-based market in the state, and centrally located, we provide the amenities for large groups to gather and stay at our premier hotels. Now, there is also this growing interest in different experiences when you visit destinations, and Airbnbs play a large part of that, VRBOs as well, but, you know, I think it takes, you know, the dynamic is tough to see where the dollars and cents have been moved, if that's the case, but the ordinance passed by the city council changes that discussion a little bit.
Well, and the number isn't huge at this point. It's probably, I think if I went to one website, it was like they offered 52 homes that were Airbnbs in the Peoria area. And those numbers probably will continue to grow now that that's legal. But as far as a tourism perspective, do you want to encourage people to use the Airbnbs and Vrbo-type situations, with your relationship to conventions and the hotels? How do you play that out?
That'd be delicate because we've had such great hotel partners for decades now that played such a large part of the experience and quality of experience that you have when you visit the Peoria area. And to that point, we're always encouraging those to stay in our hotels if they have the amenities, unquestionable amenities and standards put forth. But their Airbnbs provide a unique experience at the same time. Now, from a promotional standpoint, the convenience and of staying in our hotels is far above that of an Airbnb when you're meeting for meetings and conventions. But there's people that visit Peoria and the Peoria area for much different reasons than that, whether that's family and friends or discovering Bradley University or other just a overnight stay, long weekend, or they're here for a month or two and they stay a little bit longer. It really comes down to that experience and various. But, what we've always asked for is that if Airbnbs are operating as a short-term residency, which they are, they should be put on the same playing field as our hotel partners and contributing to the same taxes that fall under short-term residency. And so that's where we like this move in the sense that if people choose to stay in an Airbnb outside of a hotel, partners, they are contributing to the economic growth still outside of the hotels. And that's really what, in my discussions with the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association, they've urged that if, Airbnbs are here to stay, but they should be treated the same as we have been over decades of time. And I think that's moving us in the right direction.
So the Airbnbs are more geared to tourism and people coming to explore their town, not so much the conventions that you guys deal with. It can be a cheaper option for people that want to bring like a family or a larger group to town to explore Peoria. Is that something that you will be promoting on the Convention and Visitors Bureau website?
We at this time, no. I can't say for sure. It's not on there now, and we will have to have continued discussions internally as well as with our colleagues. Our hotels pay, contribute to memberships here, and until we have a program in which Airbnb's owners, I think, can contribute in the same fashion as our hotel partners have today, even through crisis, as well as for decades before, the hotels have invested in us to do a job in partnership, and I think that plays a large part in how we promote certain entities, particularly the hotels, which are an engine of the car which we drive. They provide so much economic opportunity. It's not too, and so many communities across the state of Illinois, at least, are exploring how to adapt to the Airbnbs growing within the communities, from smaller towns like Galena to larger around the city of Chicago and the suburbs there. Every community, and it's a regular topic brought up in our industry and how we adapt. And we be careful because our hotels are strong partners in driving that economic opportunity and the tax revenue for the hotel tax. And now that Airbnbs can be placed on that same level, it really, when it comes down to destination management, we want to promote a great time in the city. And if people are choosing Airbnbs to have a quality and great time by their choice, that still goes towards our mission of providing wholesome, memorable experiences throughout Central Illinois. So I can't say we'll be promoting it right now, but as I continue to make a calculated decision based off what my colleagues are doing around the state and what we choose to do here and discussing with our hotel partners, we can make a calculated decision down the road.
Now, if you were to be contacted by a tourist, somebody that wants to come visit Peoria for the first time, they're not familiar with the city, if they ask about Airbnbs, is there a way that you can point them in the right direction, make recommendations, or how would you handle that situation?
Yeah, I think the reason we show up every day is to make sure that Central Illinois, the Peoria area, is the most desired destination for wholesome, memorable experiences. And if we can help in that capacity in any way, and if it's somebody looking to stay for the weekend and they're specifically looking for Airbnbs, I think it's our due diligence to make sure they have a great experience. If they're coming for business in relation to, that's been booked and contracted in the community, it would be tough to navigate them there. It's one that we're going to have to handle with delicate gloves. But first and foremost, we remember that a positive experience had in our community can translate to upwards to thousands of additional visits that are based off surveys and calculations we've done in our own industry. So it'll be probably a case-by-case basis, but we just make sure everybody enjoys their time here in Central Illinois and Peoria, and while still abiding by contractual agreements we have with some of our businesses as well.
Okay. So as we go forward, you'll probably have information on Airbnbs that are available to people when they visit the city? Is that something that you think will be something you guys will be working on?
We're going to continue to have a discussion about it.
Okay.
We'll be going through our strategic planning process here momentarily, and I think it's going to be a topic of discussion, particularly with stakeholders in the area being around the table. Those stakeholders, including hotel general managers and directors of sales, as well as people who are real estate people, individuals who invest in the community, and possibly have these Airbnbs as well. So it's going to be a discussion on how we do it and do it well and appropriately moving forward. So I look forward to brainstorming that with internally as well as with the community outside.
Sure. And I know in years past, when there have been big conventions at the Civic Center and big groups that have come into town, there have been limited rooms available at certain times for those events, and the hotels have been, sold out. As we move through COVID-19 and moving into the next phase of our recovery with the state, in those instances when you might get to the point where we get to hotels being sold out again, which is a great thing for the hotels, will those Airbnbs be an option to, possibly to offer to people that would be coming to town?
Absolutely, absolutely, because, if our hotels are full, our hotel tax is roaring, right? And with Airbnbs in the same playing field as well, it's even more coming in. So that's the dream I have every night right now, is to have our hotels filled and have our economy back. And so I believe there's a playground that we can all play on when it comes to short-term residencies, whether that's in our hotel rooms or Airbnbs. And so I think that's the most desired situation, Julia, if we have all of our hotels filled and we have to resort to Airbnb. But I know it's going to go hand in hand throughout that process.
Awesome. Thank you so much, JD, for your time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.